This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Israeli airstrike on Gaza City Wednesday shut down medical facilities and killed over two dozen people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli airstrikes early Wednesday have killed 20 Palestinians in central Gaza, including six children and three women, some of them inside a purported safe zone declared by the Israeli military, hospital authorities say. This second straight night of deadly strikes in the central town of Deir al-Bala and nearby refugee camps come as U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators, as well as Israeli officials, come together in the Qatari capital Doha for talks trying to push through a long elusive deal for a ceasefire and hostage release. Israel and Hamas had appeared to narrow the gaps in recent days, but obstacles remain. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Finnish President Alexander Stubb said Ukraine's admission into NATO is inevitable.
I think it's very important to give a message to the Kremlin from here that Ukraine's path and bridge towards NATO membership is now irreversible.
President Stubb made the remarks Wednesday at the NATO summit in Washington. It advances assurances that Ukraine will be allowed to join the Western military coalition, but only after its war with Russia ends. In another boost, the United States, the Netherlands, and Denmark announced Wednesday that the first NATO-provided F-16 fighter jets are on their way to Ukraine and would be flying by this summer following months of preparation. In the most serious rebuke against Beijing, NATO allies issued a communique calling China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine and expressed concerns over China's nuclear arsenal and its capabilities in space. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.